Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Well, in the past couple of weeks, you've been hearing a lot about Ted Pierce's new project, Songs from the Rabbi. Well, I have a treat for you today. I talked with him by phone a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to talk about this project and how it came to be, and we're going to learn some interesting things about it, and you're going to hear some more songs from it today. So you sit back and enjoy the program. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at Wallace Hall, Brighton Presbyterian Church, 1775 East Avenue at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Please join us for worship. Shalom, shalom aleichem. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Okay, this next song was written by Rabbi Alexander Rosinsky and features various voices that Ted Pierce put together for this project, and it's called Aromimcha. Again, that was Aram Mimcha from the CD Songs of the Rabbi. And next, a word about Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Check them out online at www.uccroc.com and tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. This is Ethel Chadwick, and today I'm featuring songs from the CD that Ted Pierce just put together, Songs of the Rabbi. This next song is called Open the Gates. It was written by Rabbi Jan Rosenberg and sung beautifully by Deborah Kleinian-Torno.
Open the gates of righteousness, that the King of Glory may come in. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. The Lord strong and mighty. Who is the King of Glory? Hashem Tzevaot. Hashem the Lord of all. Pikuli Shachet Tzedek Me'avo Melech Hakavo Ve'hina Supike Olam Me'avo Melech Hakavo Me'azem Melech Hakavo Hashem Jesus begibor, mi ezem melech hakavod, Hashem Tzevaot, Hashem melech hakavod. You apart, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? Messiah strong and mighty. Who is the King of Glory? Hashem Tzevaot, Hashem the Lord of hosts.
Open the gates and let them in.
Of my heart that you might come and live inside. There's fire in his eyes, consuming all his enemies. There's fire in his eyes, with compassion setting the captives free. Open the gates of your heart, that the King of Glory may come in. Set you apart, let the King of Glory become man. Open the gates now, open the gates now.
Oh,
open the gates.
Hello, this is Deborah Klein, Ian Torno.
And Vince Ian Torno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. This next song is called Meeting You Here. It was written by Rabbi Stuart Dowerman, and Corey Bell is with Sarah Benedict. Enjoy.
Lord, we meet you in this place where we come to seek your face. There is nothing can replace just meeting you here. Though we've fought you through the years, through our laughter and our tears, yet again we find you near. We are renewed here, finding safety.
Stumble and we fall, yet again we hear your
Messiah said he'd come. Jacob's seed and David's son, to complete what he'd begun and judge the nations. Though the waiting has been long, still our hearts are filled with song till the day.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Again, that was Corey Bell with Sarah Benedict. And next, here's some information on how you can be praying for Israel and for this country. Every Friday, there is a wonderful conference call going on, and stay tuned for information about that. Shalom, my friends. Here is a wonderful reminder to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This comes from the TLV, Tree of Life version. I'm reading you Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of Adonai. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city joined together. There the tribes go up, the tribes of Adonai, as a testimony to Israel, to praise the name of Adonai. For their thrones for judgment are set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. May there be shalom within your walls, quietness within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I now say shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, our God, I will seek your good." I wanted to bring to your attention a wonderful conference call that takes place every Friday. Jewish and Gentile believers are coming together in oneness in prayer across the land. They are praying for America, and they are praying for Israel. You can join in this phone conversation. The phone number to call is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864, and just press the pound sign after the access code. Again, the phone number is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864, pound sign. This call takes place every Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, or 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific time. Please spread this information to anyone who would like to pray for revival in Israel and America. Such an important opportunity we have at this time to pray for our nation and to pray for the land of Israel. And as you are hearing this wonderful reminder to pray for Israel, you're enjoying some music. And this is a prayer call. It starts with the sound of the shofar, a five-year-old boy who is playing the shofar, and they have a messianic believing family. I am so excited to give you this information. I pray God's blessings over you. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom. All right, folks, stay with me because soon you'll have a chance to hear this wonderful interview with messianic recording artist Ted Pierce. He's the guy that put this whole project together, Songs of the Rabbi. But first, here is information about another sponsor, Europa Cafe. And remember, you too can help keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. Just go to bagelsandblessings.com and click on Donate Now, and you can give something through PayPal, anything that would help me stay on the air. Thank you so much, my sweet brothers and sisters. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe in Delhi. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom!
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 11:30 at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, 1775 East Avenue, across from Wegmans.
Just a reminder that today's show is pre-recorded, so there won't be a contest and you won't have a chance to win bagels, but I'm hoping that you will call next week when I will be here live in the studio. But right now, I'm so excited to share with you my previously recorded interview with Ted Pierce. Enjoy, darling, enjoy. Ted Pierce, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be back.
You are, without a doubt, one of my favorite recording artists, and I'm always thrilled when you agree to do one of these interviews.
Well, thank you. I have to come on.
Aw. So, you know what? I play your music on Bagels and Blessings all the time. I love all the stuff you do. But lately, you just produced a new project that just blew me out of the water because I wasn't sure what it was, you know, and I started listening to the music, Songs of the Rabbi, and you got together this an amazing, talented group of people. Tell me all about Songs of the Rabbi. How did you put it together and just everything?
There was a Mayo Clyde Messianic Worship Conference in outside of Atlanta last fall, and I saw Matt McEwen there, and you know I was filling in for somebody who had canceled to teach a guitar class on what is Messianic music. So we started talking about how do you define Messianic music, and I don't know, Matt and I just came up with the idea that, you know, Messianic rabbis kind of have already defined it, you know, and so we just thought it'd be fun to do an album like that. I sent out an invitation. Matt gave me a week, basically, in the studio, and I sent out an invitation to a bunch of people, you know, saying, hey, can you meet me in Daytona for a week? And I don't know, I guess we invited, I don't know, 50 to 100 people. We just sent out like an open invitation. And, you know, people would call me and say, well, what is it? And I'd say, well, I don't know. We're gonna show up and we're going to figure it out, you know? and so that's kind of what happened. Just we didn't know exactly who was going to show up. We didn't know when they were going to show up. only a couple people stayed for the whole time. Most people just sort of came in when they could and left when they had to. And we had the studio for 7 days. And so the first 5 days, just whoever was there, Matt and I would form like little music teams. You know, every Shabbat, music teams show up and we throw the music together and we maybe run over a couple of songs once and then we go out and we play it, you know? And so I've been in the Messianic movement now for about 30 years and I don't know, it's almost always a beautiful sound. So that we just did that. We just, as people showed up, we put them into little groups and say, okay, here's Rabbi so-and-so's songs. Pick which one you like, do it the way you want to do it. And let me know when you're ready.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's kind of, that was kind of my next question. Like, how did you select the music? Where did you find the music?
Well, I was, I've been in this movement a long time, so I know a lot of Messianic rabbis who write songs, but some of these on this project, I didn't know they did write songs, but I was at the Rabbis Conference last January, and I just put out an open invitation, hey, if you write songs, let me get some from you, explain to them that I was looking for songs, and so I would tell these Messianic rabbis, give me your, three best songs. And then, so the first day, Deb Klein was there, and Corey Bell was there, and Sue Samuel were there, and I said, Deb, here's a bunch of songs. Which ones do you want to do? And then while she's working on that, I say, okay, Corey, here's some other songs. Listen to these and figure out which ones you want to do. And so we had to do, basically, we had to put together three songs every day for 5 days with three different music teams, basically. And so while one group's working on their stuff, another group's in the big room recording. And it was crazy. But what could go wrong with that?
I'm blown away. You only had the studio for a week?
Yeah.
Well, so, wow.
Yeah, and what was really cool is, we really never knew who was going to be there on which days and what was going to happen. It's just like, okay, you get that song, and let's see who's left. All right, now you guys, we're going to work on So it was really pretty funny. We always had like one group in the other room learning songs and working out how they're going to do them and while we're recording another room, in the big room, what we call it. Yeah. It was a whole lot of fun. And it always works when it's all a bunch of people that just, want to worship God. And some of us knew each other, but I'd say about half the people there had never really met each other. We had a lot of people from Florida actually come up. I mean, that was the easiest. I knew when I invited like 100 people that not everybody's going to be able to take off for a week and go to Daytona, So we figured that, that would sort of filter out who was supposed to be there and who wasn't. So, anyway.
Incredible. It's kind of like when you're planning a party, you invite 200 and you might get 50. I mean, it's the same kind of principle.
Yeah, but all 50 of those people have to be able to work together and sing.
It's great, and...
So we did that for a week, and then after 5 days, we had 15 songs. And then on the next day, we all came back together and became the choir for those songs. And the choir, I think, is really what makes that album beautiful, So we had very simple arrangements, it kind of scared some of the artists, if you're used to like a full band, you didn't get that really. It was like, no, we're going to go in here and play just like we do on Shabbat. Whatever's here.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go make use of it, So, It was a whole lot of fun because every song was completely unpredictable. I mean, we didn't even know what songs we were going to do. You know? Didn't even know what songs we were going to do until the musicians had chose them. And you know, now I know why nobody's done that before. It's a lot of paperwork to do it right. So I'm just sort of going on the trust that everybody's okay with me doing that. It's really not rocket science when we gather in Shabbat mornings to worship. So it shouldn't be that complicated just to come together and worship.
Amen. So, amen. So,
yeah, so and we had a bunch of locals from Florida show up, and that added a lot of energy. You know, people that you don't know in your music team is kind of, you know, it's, I don't know. It was just a lot of fun. All of us had just a lot of fun working together, you know.
Yeah, and you were the mastermind behind this project to put it all together. You were the glue.
I don't know if it's mastermind, maybe crazy person that thought about this.
I don't know, man. Well, you know what? Like, I've listened to some of the songs, and I love the songs, but somehow I missed the whole thing that these were songs written by various Messianic rabbis. I wasn't quite sure what that part of the title meant, Songs of the Rabbi. I thought, oh, maybe songs about Rabbi Yeshua. I didn't know that. That makes it even more exciting to know that these are songs written by various rabbis.
Yeah, 17 Messianic rabbis, 15 songs. So there's one song that was written by 3 rabbis. But yeah, they're all Messianic rabbis, every single one of them. And, you know, I think they're all really good songs. When we first thought of the concept, I was going to be happy if we could get 3 or 4 good songs out of it. You know, I really thought that, you know, I'd be lucky if we got 10 songs submitted and were able to pull off recording 10 songs, you know. But then we, you know, we really just blazed right through it. And when we had 15 songs, which was what was submitted, 15 rabbis, it was like, wow, how do we get all this done? But again, I really was going to be happy if we get 3 or 4 really, really great songs out of it. And I feel like we got, out of 15, that 10 of them were really great songs. Not that the other 5 are bad, but we got some really great songs out of this. I think my own personal favorite is Shmuel Wolkenfelder's song called Etzel Kruchi, I Will Pour Out My Spirit. And of all the songs on there, that one has the least amount of instrumentation. It's just a piano, a violin, and Michelle Gold singing. And, oh, I just love it. It's just amazing.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet, but I will check it out.
I mean, she gives Barbara Streisand a run for her money.
Yes. Know? Oh, my goodness. So
it was just unbelievable how beautiful that song turned out. It was just a piano and a voice and a violin.
Mm. You know? Beautiful. So, Ted, the million-dollar question. Everybody's going to want to know this now. How can your thousands of people listening to this radio show, millions, how can they get their hands on this project?
Well, July 1st, it'll be out everywhere. You know, you can get it wherever you buy your music. In the meantime, I do have it on my website, songsoftherabbi.com. Or TedPierce.com. Either way, it gets you to it. But it'll be out, you know, everywhere. July the 1st is when it releases. So,
fantastic. Now, you mentioned you've been in the movement for 30 years. How has Messianic music changed in the 30 years? How do you feel that it's changed the most?
That's a good question.
Well, thank you, sir.
You know, When I got started in 1990, when I joined this movement, it was, you know, it was like, there wasn't a whole lot, you know. There was Lamb and Israel's Hope and Marty Goetz and Jonathan Sittell and, why am I drawing a blank?
Kol Simcha.
Kol Simcha, thank you very much.
Certainly. Yeah, I'm old too.
And anyway, so everything, you know, back then had a very distinctly Jewish sound, you know. a sort of a Hasidic Ukrainian kind of sound to it. Over the years, especially recently with Miss oh, my memory. What's the Israeli band I play with?
McAdam?
Yeah. With McAdam coming along, we're getting a whole lot more Middle Eastern sounding, a whole lot more, to me, authentic Israeli sounding.
Yeah.
And in between all that, we've had, you know, a lot of different, just a wide variety of people adding their own sort of personal style to it. So, you know, it's just going off in a lot of different ways. But I think the production quality of Messianic music in 30 years has gotten quite a lot better. And it seems to me like, it seems like we have a lot more young people that have something to offer, but there's not really, Galley of the Nations was active for a while, then the music business just sort of blew up. So now nobody really knows where it's going, with the music business part of it starting to come back. And I don't know, I just feel like Messianic music is going to be around forever.
Oh, yeah.
Every other kind of music will eventually fade. But, you know, in the millennium, we're going to be singing Messianic. We're all at least singing the Hebrew to the Jewish God. So,
amen.
So, anyway, I know that probably sounds kind of cocky and arrogant to your average Christian, but that's what I read in the Bible. You know,
yes.
All nations will go up to Israel. And, I just believe that sounds going to sound very Israeli.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the ways I see the music have changing since the early days is, I remember when I first started listening to the early songs, it was a lot of oompa, oompa, oompa beat, you know. And
that's what I mean by Ukrainian.
Yeah.
It's very Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Hasidic.
Now, another million-dollar question for you, and I know that there are inquiring minds out there that want to know, when are we going to hear some new music from you, because you have this creativity just pouring out of you, so I'm ready for some new Ted Pierce music. When can I have it?
Well, it's already been recorded. We recorded a new album. I guess about 2 years ago, Paul Wilbur called and asked me if I could write him some songs for an album he was working on. And so I spent about, I don't know, a week writing this song called Roar Out of Zion, because that's what he told me he wanted. Almost verbatim, I called him back and I gave him the song, and he already had it. You know, he'd already written it. So he said, well, how about a song about, you know, and I took another week to write that, and I got back with him. And anyways, basically, because I started writing an album for Paul Wilbur that Paul didn't really like.
Whoops. Oopsie.
So anyways, I played it for a few of my friends. I said, well, why did I thought that this song fit Paul. They go, no, it doesn't, but it kind of fits you. So I started working on this album, a couple of years ago, really writing something for Paul Wilbur, and, you know, looking, he finally did come out with his album, Roar Out of Zion, and the song he did is a great song, and it's nothing like the one I wrote for him, but we both have now songs out, Roar Out of Zion. Well, mine isn't actually out. I got one song from the new album is out, Sheheki Anu is the name of the song.
Yeah, I heard, I got it, I've been playing it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Love it.
We have recorded a whole album, but it's not finished. I need to go back and now mix and that kind of stuff, and I just don't know when I'm going to get the time. So,
wow.
But all the songs have been recorded, and I'm calling it A New Day, and I think it'll be okay. I'm not really sure.
Wow.
You never know.
Well,
so.
Hey, I just want you to know, I'm no Michelle Gold and I'm no Sue Samuel, but if you ever need someone to sing harmony, I just want you to know, and all the listeners to know, I'm here for you, Ted. I'm here for you.
Okay, well, you know, I was trying to go through Mark Vinito at Mayo Cod, and I'm not sure he took it seriously when I said, just invite everybody on your list. You know, I think he was still, you know, almost everybody, when I invited them, they didn't really understand. And, you know, I guess I don't blame them. It's kind of vague. Yeah, just show up at Daytona Beach and we're going to record something, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, I'd asked him just to send out like a blanket invitation to everybody, you know. And
next time, for sure.
So, as far as I know, you were invited. You just didn't show up.
Oh, no. I'm not on his list yet, but I will be. That's funny.
Okay.
So, Ted, darling, before we end our time together, how would you like us to be praying for you, my dear friend?
Well, I could use prayer in probably anything you want to pray for, but, you know, several years ago, I started on this, and people are probably going to be tired of hearing me say it, Virtual Reality Israel.
Oh, yeah.
And I stopped doing it a couple years ago because I did all this work, and no one really knew how to watch it or where to find it or, you know, whatever. And I recently got a phone call from a company that is using virtual reality in a therapeutic way for dementia and senior citizens. And they had been putting these films out in these various centers, and the senior citizens were like finding my Israel tour and loving it. So they asked me if they could like carry my program. So anyways, basically what I was wanting to do with it 5 years ago is finally possible. And so I'm now working on very seriously a way where a pastor could stand in the front of the room and everyone put on their glasses and they're all standing in the same space and he could teach them as if they're standing in Israel. And that has just now become possible and feasible. And I've got all the content ready for it. So that's what I'm working on now. It shouldn't be long before you could, you know, maybe at your congregation have a night where everybody just puts on glasses and goes to Israel and your teacher teaches them from Israel or something like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm working on really, I'd love to be able to bring people to Israel and see it as it is, because I think that would destroy replacement theology, just looking at it. You know, so many mysteries of the Bible would be solved if you're just standing there and you sort of get it in the context, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to bring more people to Israel than Moses did, you know. That's what I want to do. So that's my goal. And I'm working on, you know, creating a system where every pastor in any kind of church can bring his people to Israel and see it as it is, you know, constantly, all the time.
Wow. Well, that's a worthy prayer. We will be praying that God gives you the resources and the time and the energy and that it all comes to fruition. I think that's very exciting, Ted.
Yeah, resources is the problem always, isn't it?
Yeah, afraid so.
You know, it's really not that much, and that I need to finish this thing, and it's I think it's just going to bless so many people. So, I really do believe before it's all over with, that's what people are going to remember me for. But I guess I got to prove that. So, you'll see soon.
Aw, you're great. You know, I just love you, man. You know, you're just a cool dude, my cool brother from another mother.
You're a cool Jewish chick.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, precious. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for your willingness to come on the air with me again. And I know we're going to do this again and again until we're old people, really old people. But we're not there yet. So thank you. Lord bless you. May he bless all that you do, all that you say, and just keep the great music and the great projects coming. And I know that there's going to be a day when he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, my friend, we will chat again soon. God bless you.
Okay, shalom, Ethel.
Shalom.
That was my interview with Ted Pierce. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings today. And the program today would not be complete without featuring some music written by Ted Pierce. One of my personal favorites is from the CD Hallelujah et Adonai, and that's the name of the song also.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbre. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with the shofar. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbre. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord. Drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
This is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
Today we have featured songs from the new project that Ted Pierce did, Songs of the Rabbi. And I just played a couple of songs that he did on his album, Hallelujah et Adonai. Another personal favorite is his arrangement of Psalm 23. I played this at my mother's memorial service in 2006. I sing this with my worship team at Congregation Shema Yisrael, and this is truly one of my favorite arrangements of Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil.
a beautiful arrangement, and you don't have to walk alone. The Lord is your shepherd, and maybe he's telling you to lay down and rest, you know? Rest in him. We have such a good God. Thank you, my friends, for listening to the program today. I love you so much. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein. Shalom.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai panav alecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.